is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My Murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic Sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, we welcome you to another beautiful episode of the Silsila, Discourses of Attar. At the outset, at the beginning of this Silsila, try to make as many good intentions as you possibly can. Remember, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will gain, inshallah azza wa jal. Try to make good intentions like, I will listen to this Darsu Bayan, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down whatever important points there is. I will try to practice upon this. I will try to encourage my household, my spouse, my children, my family members, my friends, my society to try to also practice upon this. In this manner, try to make as many good intentions to gain maximum rewards, inshallah Azza wa Jal. There are many benefits in reciting salawat and durood upon our Aqa, our Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And that person who does not recite or who forgets, there are many dangers for that person. Our beloved Master, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated in a summary of hadith, that person who has forgotten to send salawat, durood upon me, has forgotten the path to Jannah. Have you seen? Have you heard? The person who forgets to recite durood and salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is a danger for him. Therefore, we must remind ourselves and each other to send abundant durood upon our Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Inshallah, we will see the benefits in this dunya, in this world and the hereafter. The master of hadith, Sayyidina Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehalvi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has cited a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that Rajab is a month among the months of holiness, of Hurmah, and its days are inscribed on the portal of the sixth Jannah, on the sixth heaven. If a person who fasts a day in Rajab, and he completes it observing taqwa and piety, then this fast and this day that he fasted will seek forgiveness for him from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And it will say, O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive this servant. If that person fasts without observing taqwa and piety, then that fast and that day will not make any plea for his forgiveness. And they will say rather to him, your nafs has betrayed you. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we have now learned that remaining hungry and thirsty is not the sole purpose of observing fast. Instead, it is imperative that we prevent every organ of ours from committing sins. If one continues to commit sins despite observing fast, then this is extreme deprivation. He will be deprived of many rewards. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that person who fasts on the 27th of Rajab, Allah Azza wa Jal will write down, will inscribe reward, thawab of observing fast for 60 months. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Words indeed cannot quantify and explain and show us the magnificence of the 27th of Rajab. It was this date when the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was granted the wonderful mu'jiza and miracle of Mi'raj, which is the physical ascension, the physical journey in the exalted court of Allah Azza wa Jal. There is a great virtue in the fast of the 27th of Rajab al-Murajab. Therefore, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, there is a day and a night in the month of Rajab. If a person fasts during the day and stands for worship in the night, it will be as if he observes fast for 100 years. This is the 27th of Rajab. Subhanallah. This is motivation for us to try and observe fast on this blessed day, on this blessed night of the 27th of Rajab. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported, whoever alleviates the stress of some Muslim in the month of Rajab, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him a palace in Jannah, a palace in paradise which will be as spacious as the farthest limits of one's sight. On a Rajab, Allah Azza wa Jal will honor you with 1,000 virtues. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regarding more benefits of respecting this blessed month of Rajab and trying to do as many good deeds in this blessed month, there is a night in Rajab in which the one who does a good deed is regarded as gaining much more reward than this. That one who does a good deed is granted with the thawab, with the reward of good deeds of 100 years. And that night is the 27th of Rajab. Whoever offers 12 rak'at in this night and he recites Surah Al-Fatiha followed by any other surah in each rak'at, then he sits for the At-Tahiyyat after every 2 rak'at. And having offered salam after the 12 rak'at, he recites Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. And istighfar, that is to seek forgiveness, and salat ala nabi durood. Each he recites 100 times and then asks for dua. He makes dua in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal for whatever thing belonging to the worldly life or the afterlife, and he fasts the next day. Allah Azza wa Jal will accept all his du'as, all his supplications, except those that were made for sin. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, 4 months bear distinguished hurmah, that is holiness, in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 36. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Indeed, the number of months before Allah is 12 in the book of Allah, since the day that He created the heavens and the earth, of which 4 are sacred. This is the straight religion. So do not wrong yourselves in those months and constantly fight against the polytheists as they constantly fight against you, and know well that Allah is with the pious. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, in this verse which was recited, the months mentioned are those based on the lunar calendar. The rulings under the Islamic law are based upon the lunar months. The fast of Ramadan, the rulings of Zakah, the rites of Hajj, Islamic festivals such as Mauludun Nabi, Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, the night of Mi'raj, Shabi Bara'at, the auspicious Garwi Sharif, that is the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir, known as Garwi Sharif, the urs of His Eminence Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Ghawth-e Pak, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, or the urs of the saints of Islam, these and others such as them are all commemorated and celebrated according to the lunar calendar. Nowadays, when Muslims are going very far from the Sunnah, they are also disconnecting themselves from the Islamic calendar, which is the lunar calendar. If a question is asked to a gathering of perhaps thousands of Muslims there, what the Islamic date or month and year is today, probably a handful or 100 of them, of Muslims, will be able to give the correct reply. Remember that it is obligatory to pay the consideration towards the lunar months in various relevant matters, such as the obligation of zakah, etc. Commenting on this verse which was recited, Shaykh Sayyiduna Na'imuddin Murad Abadi alayhi rahmatullahi al-hadi has mentioned in Khazainun Irfan, among the 4 months of Hurma, of holiness, three are consecutive months, that is Dhul Qa'da, Dhul Hijjah and Muharram, and the fourth is Rajab. Even in the times of Jahiliyyah, of ignorance, the Arabs considered killing to be haram in these months. In Islam, the Hurma and the holiness and sanctity of these months has been further emphasized. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a parable which relates to the sacred times of Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, that a person fell in love with a certain woman. One day, he managed to take hold of her. From the commotion of the people around, he concluded that they were sighting the moon. He asked the woman, which month's crescent are the people looking for? She replied, the month of Rajab. Although that person was a disbeliever, upon hearing the sacred name of Rajab, he immediately moved away from that woman out of respect and refrained from committing the wrongful act. Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to visit this person. Sayyidina Nabi Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam went to this person and he told the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal and the purpose of his visit to that person. Upon hearing this, that person, his heart became enlightened and illuminated with the nur and light of Islam, and eventually he embraced Islam. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers and listeners of Madani channel, have you noticed the virtues of the holy month of Rajab al-Murajab? An unbeliever, a disbeliever, was blessed with the treasure of Iman, of faith, because of the respect that he paid to the blessed month of Rajab al-Murajab. So if a Muslim paid respect to this blessed month of Rajab, who can estimate the great bounties and benefits and rewards that he would deserve in return? Muslims ought to respect the blessed month of Rajab very much. The Holy Quran also prohibits the people from oppressing and doing dhulm upon their own souls in the months of Hurma, the months of holiness. Commenting on the verse, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ, so do not wrong yourselves in those months. It is stated in Nurul Irfan, abstain from sins, especially in these 4 months. The grand Sahabi, companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has reported that our master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one who observes fasts for 3 days, that is Thursday, Friday and Saturday in the months of Hurma, of holiness, then reward of 2 years of ibadah and worship will be written for that person. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the months of Hurma, of holiness, meant in this blessed hadith are the same 4. That is, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram and Rajab. If you observe fast in specified 3 days, those specified 3 days, in any of these 4 months, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will gain the reward of worship for 2 years. Subhanallah. Once Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he passed by a very illuminated mountain. Listen carefully. He passed by an illuminated mountain. He alayhi salam requested in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant this mountain the ability of speaking. The mountain then spoke and said, O Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, what do you want? The Prophet Abi Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam replied, reveal to me your account, your situation. The mountain said, a person lives inside me. Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam requested again in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal, reveal that person to me. All of a sudden, this mountain, it split open, and a saint, a waliullah, with a refulgent face like the moon, he emerged from there. The man said, I am the follower of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. I asked and I made dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to keep me alive until the advent of the last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so that I may behold him and I may get the honor of getting included into his ummah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I have been worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal in this mountain for 600 years. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam requested in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, O Allah Azza wa Jal, is there anybody more honorable to you on this earth than this servant of yours? Allah Azza wa Jal replied, O Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam fast a single day in the month of Rajab is more honorable to me than this person. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them and may He forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bi jahin nabin ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the 22nd of Rajabul Murajab, Muslims globally, they cook kheer and puri for the purpose of conveying thawab and reward to His Eminence Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. There is absolutely no reason for declaring this ritual sinful or impermissible, not allowed. There's no reason for this. However, on this occasion, some women especially read the story of 10 ladies or the story of a woodcutter. That is impermissible, as these stories and also the story of Janabe Sayyida, they are baseless. There is no foundation for these. So avoid reading these kind of stories. Instead, recite Surah Yasin, as it will bring the thawab, the reward of reciting the glorious Quran 10 times. Subhanallah. Remember that it is not necessary to serve kheer in some kind of platter only. It may be served in any type of utensil or dish, and it may be distributed outside the home as well. In fact, the basis of niyaz and fatiha is isal al-thawab, that is to convey the reward of good deeds. This is what isal al-thawab is. And serving specific dishes in the month of Rajab is also a sort of isal al-thawab. Isal al-thawab is proven from the Holy Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Isal al-thawab may be performed by means of du'as or supplications, and also by fatiha on cooked food as well. Shaykh Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah ta'ala alayh has reported that the companions, the Sahaba Kiram alayhimur ridwan, would feed others on behalf of the deceased Muslims up to 7 days. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have learned many benefits and blessings of fasting and doing ibadat and worships in the glorious month of Rajab al-Murajab. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, grant us the ability, the enthusiasm to do as many good deeds as we possibly can with the correct intentions to please Allah Azza wa Jal, to please Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Rajab al-Murajab and every time, even out of Rajab al-Murajab. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyin Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Attar is my guide. Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah. Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.